This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Teresa Trulson, Director of Marketing at the Children's Museum Tucson.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be able to share our story.
Our listeners today may notice that this recording sounds a little different than usual. That's because the KXCI studios are closed in response to CDC guidelines. But that said, we're still working around the clock to prepare new content. So this episode of Artist Stories is actually being recorded remotely. Both Teresa and I are recording from our respective homes. I want to thank all of our listeners for your continued support as we fine-tune. Teresa, could you tell us a story about a family that really exemplifies the value of having the Children's Museum in our community?
We have a lot of families that we've heard from who really value the museum and what it has to offer. One family that we have, parents of twin girls who kind of weren't ready for that experience when they had those two kids. You know, one kid is hard enough, but when you aren't expecting twins and you end up with two kids and you're not really sure how to be a parent, it's helpful to find that place that makes you feel comfortable. It gives you the information that you need. And this is what April and her husband Dee have said to us all along. They started coming when their kids were 3 months old. I think they're about 9 now, so we don't see them as often. But she said from day one in kindergarten, the teacher said that the girls followed directions, participated in carpet time, and transitioned with ease throughout the day. She said they could write and count to 100 and think before answering a question. And she said those skills and that ability to succeed in school is directly because of skills they learned at the Children's Museum. But it wasn't just the kids who had that experience at the museum. The parents as well found something at the museum that made them better parents. She said that finding community members who were excited to hear her children scream in laughter and that were unbothered by the noise that came along with twins was, in her words, wondrous. And to see staff that were unfazed by a child meltdown, which we've all experienced as parents, but to have those people around you who see a kid meltdown and help you work through it rather than judging you for it. She said that changed the way she parented and it gave her a patience that she never knew she had. And so just finding that community, being able to share her experiences with staff and other parents, it really changed the way that she and her husband parented their kids. It's so gratifying to us to hear that and to know that the way our staff works with kids, the way they interact with parents, that all makes a difference in their lives overall and not just while they're in the museum.
So how do you help a parent when their child is melting down?
Distraction is always a good way. We were walking through the museum just a few weeks before we closed, and there was a little, we have baby dolls in our Wee World area, in our area for kids 5 and under. And there was a little girl who insisted that she wanted to take one of the baby dolls home with her. She was just beside herself screaming. She wanted to take the doll with her. And her mother was trying to get the doll away from her. And our executive director, Hillary, and I happened to be walking through. And, you know, just having another person there, being able to kind of coax that baby doll away and just being not a parent. I mean, I think that anyone who has children has experienced this where kids are upset and the parent's voice is just white noise sometimes, you know, for those kids. But if another person, if another adult comes in, it can distract them enough that it changes their attitude immediately.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Teresa.
Thank you. We really, again, appreciate telling our story and letting everyone know that we're still here.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. All right, we did it.
Yay!
Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at will call, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at BenjaminSupply.com or GalleryTucson.com.